For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
This is a podcast from Minute Media.
Hey everybody, welcome to Netflix Life, a streaming TV podcast from FanSided. I'm your host, Cody Schultz, and today I'm joined by a very special guest, FanSided Head of Entertainment, Natalie Zamora. Welcome.
Hello, I'm so happy to be here to talk about June. I can't believe we're in June almost.
It's insane, and I'm very curious to get your thoughts on the list for June. I feel like we've got a very big list of things coming in June, but it seems like a quieter month in terms of like big releases. I know there's definitely one that we're both very excited for. Probably is going to take up the bulk of this time just because we've been waiting forever for season three. So before we discuss, here is the list of every show and movie coming to Netflix in June 2022. We've got Floor is Lava season two, Action Pack season two, That's My Time with David Letterman season four, Hustle, Keep Sweet, Pray and Obey, Stand Out, an LGBTQ plus celebration, Dirty Dad, the Bob Saget tribute, First Kill Season 1, Peaky Blinders Season 6, Trees of Peace, Halftime, God's Favorite Idiot Season 1, Iron Chef, Quest for an Iron Legend Season 1, Web of Make-Believe, Death Flies in the Internet, Death End, Paranormal Park, Karma's World Music Video Season 2, The Martha Mitchell Effect, Spiderhead, Civil, The Future of, The Umbrella Academy Season 3, Best of the Fest, Angry Birds Summer Madness Season 2, The Man from Toronto, Beauty, Pirate Gold of a Dock Island Season 1, The Upshaw Season 2 Part 1, Mandela Long Walk to Freedom, and Shark Dog Season 2. So like I said, a lot of releases coming this month on the Netflix original. This is also just the US list, so there's a lot of international hits coming as well. I have to say, I think the big release is The Umbrella Academy Season 3. There's no doubt that's going to be the most talked about release this month. It arrives June 22nd, and I know we're both pumped for it. So Natalie, what are you looking forward to most this season?
Yeah, definitely The Umbrella Academy Season 3 is the one that jumps out to me. I'm so excited to see our Hargreaves siblings back on the screen. And Season 2, no spoilers, but Season 2 ended on like such an intense cliffhanger. You know, the show really circles around the siblings like jumping through alternate realities and like creating new ones and then changing their past, changing their future. Now they change their present time, which is just insane. I need to go back and rewatch some of it because it can get kind of confusing, but I love the show so much. So I'm really, really, really excited for this season.
Yeah, this season's going to be interesting. Without giving too much away, we know that's also going to introduce the Sparrow Academy. So we've got a mix of a lot of new characters, also some characters played by familiar faces, just new versions, which I think is fun. I still think the most memorable announcement from this was that like one of the casts was literally a cube. Mm-hmm. And I think that was the funniest like cast announcement I've ever seen for a Netflix show or just any show.
Yeah, I forgot about that. I feel like that happened so long ago. Yeah, I'm excited for the new additions. Cassie David is in this season, which is really fun. I really like her. And these characters are just so good. Like, the storyline is really, really great. I love it. But I feel like the storyline could be really boring and stupid, and the characters would just make up for it. Just their dynamic. You know, I'm a big fan of Klaus. He's like my favorite character, one of my favorite Netflix characters of all time. He's fantastic. So I just am like, bring him back to my screen.
Yeah. And just judging by the trailer, it looks like we're going to get a lot of great moments from him again this season, which I'm not surprised by. I feel like he's the scene stealer. And like you said, one of Netflix's best characters, especially on the original front. I feel like this show's just, it feels like it's been so long between seasons. I know it hasn't been as long as, like, say, Stranger Things. We had to wait. I feel like this one's also had the benefit of Netflix has really helped keep it alive in that it's shared the spoilers and updates pretty regularly. We had like the cast teases, we've gotten posters, little snippets from the cast. I know at To Doom it was kind of a letdown. We wanted more and it was kind of more of a behind the scenes, but we still got something from it even then. And so I think Netflix, of all their shows, aside from Stranger Things, has given Umbrella Academy the most love, which is just nice to see as a fan that this is one they obviously are betting big on too.
Yeah, I feel like it's obvious what shows Netflix personally loves and which shows they're like, all right, just release it and tell no one, because that happens so often. But yeah, I think Stranger Things and The Umbrella Academy are two that they know people are obsessed with. They know they can get the hype on like Twitter or Instagram with new teases and countdowns and things like that, which I love because those are my two favorite Netflix shows. So it is really funny how these two shows are promoted just an absurd amount compared to their other titles.
Yeah, they definitely play favorites with which ones they show the love to. And it works in your favor when you like those shows.
Yes.
And it's like those shows that you love that just kind of get lost in the shuffle. It's like, oh, come on, show them a little bit of love too.
Yeah.
So we could easily talk about Umbrella Academy this whole episode. I feel like that's the big release. And of course, they're holding it for end of the month, understandably so, to get people talking. We do have some other good shows coming and some movies as well. I feel like the first one that people will be talking about is Peaky Blinders season 6, which is the final season. Drops June 10th. I believe it's just the US. I think it might have already aired in the UK. Mm-hmm. But I know that's one I'm personally haven't followed, but I know it's got such a big fandom and fans are just excited to see how it all ties up. I know there's also talks of another, like a follow-up movie down the line. Mm-hmm. So this won't be the last of it, kind of like the last of the show itself.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like this would be a big one because, like you said, it aired, I think, on BBC One already. But, you know, the fans in America are waiting for it to come on Netflix US. And this is a show that, like, I know it's really good and I know I need to watch it, but I've never watched it. And I'm disappointed in myself because I know it's a good show. Has such a great cast. Cillian Murphy is fantastic and I love him. So maybe with this new season coming out, I'll just binge all of it sometime this summer. I feel like that might be a good move.
Yeah, I'm one of those people. It's like once I get far enough behind on a show, I'll wait and say like, okay, how much longer does it have? Because I can just binge it all at once and start, you know, have the start to finish experience, which is kind of fun with some of these shows, knowing you can go in. It had a planned ending, which is always nice with some shows because there's nothing worse than when you start binging a long show and then it has like an abrupt end and you didn't realize that. So yeah, I think this one will be a hit and I think fans have been waiting for it. And I know there's also a lot of question about like when Dairy Girls final season will come. We're still waiting for that one, mm-hmm. but I think fans can be excited about that. I think that'll probably be the big international release this month.
Yeah, definitely.
We also have a lot of new shows coming this month, which I think it's always interesting to see how those perform. And like we've talked, Netflix doesn't always give them the biggest push. So we've got First Kill coming June 10th, which is a new teen vampire show, basically covers, follows Juliet and Calliope. One's a vampire, the other's a vampire hunter. So of course, kind of the Romeo and Juliet kind of thing there. And then we've also got God's Favorite Idiot, which is a new comedy from Melissa McCarthy and Ben Falcone. I feel like those two are probably the most notable new shows coming in June. Two very different shows. Of course, one's leans into that kind of supernatural horror element, and the other, of course, is a comedy. You've got Melissa McCarthy there. I feel like that one will draw people in.
Yeah, definitely. Like you said, two very different shows for very different audiences. I'll definitely be checking out First Kill. I think it looks, you know, fun. It's based on a YA short story, so that's always fun. God's Favorite Idiot. Don't think I'll check it out, but happy for those who do, and I hope people enjoy it.
See, I'm kind of on the flip just because I'm like, I don't know. When I saw some of the images and that, I don't know, with the vampire one, I'm like, maybe this will be too dark for me. So I'll just go the comedy route. And so I think those two, it's always interesting to see how new shows hit, especially new like sci-fi fantasy, like that kind of genre, to see how they perform on Netflix. They do have a pretty good track record of those shows. But of course, we've seen some kind of fizzle out after the first season. I think the best, just Cowboy Bebop, everyone thought would be going on, you know, and was swiftly canceled like a week or two after it dropped. And so it's always just hard with some of these new shows. But I think those two are ones to add to your watch list. We also have some good movies coming, and there's one that we'll talk about. Hustle is coming June 8th. It stars Adam Sandler. I don't know that I'll be watching this one, but I feel like everything Adam Sandler's done for Netflix has hit pretty well and been in the top 10. So I feel like this will be a big weekend, big movie when it opens that weekend, just because people love Adam Sandler and Netflix combinations.
Yeah, definitely. And I think this one is like more of like a dramedy, like it's drama and comedy, which I think he's good at both. I prefer him in drama. So I might check it out. It is about sports, so I'm a little hesitant, admittedly, but I might check it out because I do like him. So I also think it'll be, you know, at the top of the top 10 really quickly that weekend.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's a basketball movie, so that'll be interesting to see how it comes up. Kind of like an underdog kind of story, it looks like, about he'll be playing a down on his luck a basketball scout, mm-hmm. and trying to get an NBA hopeful into the NBA. So that'll be interesting. The other big movie I feel like coming in June is Spider-Head, which stars Chris Hemsworth, Miles Teller, and Journey Smollett. I feel like this one's probably going to be the big movie release. I say that, but Adam Sandler's fans are a next level, so they probably will top it. But this one centers around two inmates from a former connection, while grappling with their past in a state-of-the-art penitentiary run by a brilliant visionary who experiments on his subjects. I've seen the trailer, and I don't know what exactly still to expect from this. I feel like I'll watch just because it has Chris Hemsworth, and I watch usually anything with a Marvel actor that I like. So I'll check it out, but I'm very curious just what this ends up being.
Yeah, same. When I heard about this movie, I just kind of thought it was, you know, another action movie, like a generic action movie with Chris Hemsworth. I do like the cast, but I wasn't that interested. But the trailer looks really interesting. I started watching it and also was like, okay, I don't really know what this is even about still, but it definitely caught my attention. So I'm going to be checking out Spider-Head. I feel like it's going to be one that's really popular, and I'm sure that if it ends on like a mystery or some type of unanswered questions, people are really going to go crazy for that. So it'll definitely be a big one.
Yeah, I agree. And I feel like, so that's it for the Netflix original highlights for this month. I think there are two other big releases coming this month that I think are worth noting. The first is Grey's Anatomy season 18 arrives June 25th. This isn't a Netflix original, but I always feel like it deserves a spot there because Netflix is kind of what's helped the show stick around as long as it has. I mean, I know people who dove in, started watching it on Netflix and caught up to the seasons, and that's how they've, you know, started following from different points. And I feel like it's kind of the first show that maybe started that Netflix effect of getting a second life because people are discovering it on Netflix.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I feel like maybe like even casual TV fans who aren't really like in the weeds of it probably just think it's a Netflix original because it's been on there for so long. People always binge it on Netflix. Like, I am not caught up on Grey's Anatomy, but I did start it on Netflix just because it's all there and it's so easy to binge. So this is definitely a huge staple for Netflix. So I feel like the new season coming is a really big deal.
Yeah, and I think fans will be excited just that it's coming back to the normal pacing. I know like these last couple of years with the pandemics, seasons have arrived at different times. And so kind of getting it a month after the finale airs on ABC, I think is a change fans will definitely welcome. And it'll be a perfect thing to fill the summer and kind of catch up ahead of the show's return in the fall.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And then I think the other big release is Sing 2, which I was surprised to see this one on the list.
Yeah.
This is, of course, a sequel to the 2016 hit. It's from Universal Pictures, so they don't have a streaming service, which is why it's been one that's kind of just been in limbo. It hasn't landed anywhere. for some reason, I don't know why, I guess I thought maybe it would drop on maybe like Peacock, just because I feel like they've gotten some Universal stuff in the past. But I think it's really big for Netflix to be the exclusive home for this one. I think it'll be a good summer staple. And it's one that's kind of good on the family side. I think that's kind of a nice addition to that mix for people just looking for something to watch during, you know, a weekend with their family.
Oh yeah, definitely. Like schools are out soon, like at the end of June, and you know, parents are going to need the list of new kids movies to watch with their kids. So this one will be a good one. I am also really surprised it's coming to Netflix. I feel like as of late, there's been so many random additions, like the new Jackass movie and other things like that, that I'm like, the streaming rights don't make sense to me. Like, I'm not following, but sure. I mean, I'll watch it.
Yeah, because it's like, I know they have the Sony deal that they worked out, which I feel like we're still waiting to start to come into effect. I think it maybe started recently. I believe it was The Amazing Spider-Man came to Netflix this in May. But Universal Pictures, I feel like, is just one of those ones that's out there just going to market and trying to see who will get the best deal, because they don't have a streaming partner like all of the others do. Because of course, you know, you've got the Warner Brothers, HBO Max kind of setting, Disney and all of its properties and Disney Plus. So you've got these unique titles coming to certain streamers like Netflix, just because they're up for grabs. It's not locked into a certain streamer.
Yeah. Should be a good one.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see. So like I said, just to recap our must watch movies and shows coming in June. So we've got Umbrella Academy season 3, our favorite, our standout for the month, Peaky Blinders season 6, First Kill season 1, God's Favorite Idiot season 1, Spiderhead, Hustle, Grey's Anatomy season 18, and Sing 2. So those are our must see for the month. But we've also got some other big additions coming on the non-original front. So we've got Top Gear season 27 and 28, The Mole seasons 3 and 4, Won't You Be My Neighbor, It, the 2017 adaptation. We've got a few CW shows starting to make their way. So we've got the last seasons of Charmed and Legacies, both season 4. And then we've kind of got a Nick on Netflix thing going, because we're getting a lot of Nickelodeon throwbacks coming this month. So we've got Kenan and Kel, Ned's Declassified School Survival Guide, Zoe 101, and all that. Various seasons for each of those dropping at different points in the month, which is kind of just interesting to see those shows coming to Netflix and how they're coming. I don't know if they like lasted more seasons than they're getting, but it just feels weird to see like just like season 1s and season 2s for some of these shows.
I know. I'm trying to think, like, I never remember the shows that we grew up with, like how long they actually went on for, because it felt like at the time forever, but it's usually like one season. But I'm low-key excited for these Nickelodeon shows. I will probably binge all of them just for the nostalgia factor, and I feel like everyone else will too. So those will be really popular for Netflix, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, I look at that list and that's like my childhood, all of those shows. And like, I remember watching these different series, and like all that, I feel like, was the introduction, like the SNL for kids growing up in the 90s. And so it's just funny to be able to go back and watch some of these old shows. And I feel like, too, when you watch the shows as adults, you get some of the jokes that they snuck in that you didn't understand as kids, which is just also always fun.
Yes, agreed. They have to bring on the Amanda show now. I don't know where that is. It might be somewhere, but I need to watch it.
Yeah, that's kind of the glaring omission of that batch, because we've got, I think Drake and Josh have streamed on there at some point. I know Victorious and some other ones are already streaming, Big Time Rush. So it's just kind of interesting to see this catalog continue to grow, especially knowing that Paramount Plus kind of has some of the Nickelodeon stuff. Yes. So it's like they've got the iCarly revival even going on right now. And so it's kind of weird to see some of these Nickelodeon properties going to Netflix instead of there. But I think that's like the running thing with Paramount Plus, is they're kind of a little bit of a hot mess in terms of getting the rights to certain shows that fall under their umbrella.
I know. It seems like they just don't care about the shows, or just don't understand that like they should make them exclusive. So then that's how people sign up for them. But I don't know. I'll take these shows coming to Netflix, because I'll watch them.
Same. So just before we start to wrap up, we always like to end the month by grading what's ahead. I'm kind of torn. I'm thinking, I don't know, I might go with a C, maybe a B minus, just because I feel like there's the Umbrella Academy is boosting it for me. Mm. But besides that, it's a quieter month, I feel like, on Netflix. We did, of course, we're in that stage of, we got Stranger Things in May, We know Stranger Things is coming in July. July is also going to bring Virgin River. So some big shows coming. So I feel like June's kind of that quiet month between the storm. But I think it's an overall good month. Definitely nothing like the first months of the year, which is nice. Like there's some big titles to look forward to.
Yeah, agreed. I would probably say a B minus as well. Like we're slowly getting the return of some of the big shows. We have so many left that are supposed to come out this year. So we'll see what happens the other months. But it could be better, June, but it could be way worse. So I'll take it. I think it's fine.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's a good point to end on too. So thank you so much for joining us today. And I've enjoyed talking about all of the June releases and some of our favorites. And thank you as always, everyone, for listening.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.